Financial troubles are at the heart of a dangerous apartment building in Auckland, which residents have been warned to evacuate. Auckland Council has issued a dangerous building notice for the City Gardens apartments on Albert Street. Building management says they're short more than $30 million needed to fix some fire hazards and recladding. The council says if it's not brought up to scratch by tomorrow, everybody needs to get out. That has left residents scrambling to work out where they will go. Finn Blackwell reports.
Nestled in the heart of Auckland's central city, a 16-storey fire hazard designated as a dangerous building by the council. Residents in the City Gardens apartments on Albert Street were told last week they may need to evacuate due to significant fire safety defects. The council is working on remedial work with the building owners, but if necessary measures can't be met by tomorrow, all occupants will need to get out. The building hasn't had a warrant of fitness since 2017. One resident, Mac, hopes he'll be able to stay for a little longer.
It's not a good situation, I think. It's terrible. Yeah, and I think I want to just stay here for a period of time. I hope they can fix the problems.
He says there should be help for them.
I think maybe council should give us some place to stay. Yeah, they have to undertake this responsibility.
Residents found out they'd need to leave after a notice was posted on the building's entrance, alongside a letter from Fire and Emergency, which outlined the building's issues. In a statement to RNZ, Fens said it had concerns around whether the building's fire alarms could reliably alert occupants to a fire. It was also worried whether residents would be able to escape safely, promptly and efficiently if they needed to. Fenn says it's unclear if the building's hydrant system is able to deliver water for firefighting to the upper levels of the building. A resident, who RNZ has agreed not to name, says it's very upsetting.
I feel sad. I cried almost a day.
She moved from Iran 6 months ago with her husband and nearly two-year-old son and says it's been difficult to find anywhere else to stay.
I'm trying to find a new place and move from this building, but it's really hard for me to find a new place because I don't have any friends and relatives in here. It's really hard to find a new place. I don't know what should I do.
She says there have been other issues in the building as well.
Lots of cockroaches. Yeah, I bought lots of traps and bites to kill cockroaches, but still lots of cockroaches in my apartment.
The body corporate's lawyer, Tim Rainey, says they have a shortfall of more than $30 million to get the building up to standard. The entire cost of remedial work is estimated to be about $75 million.
We're talking in excess of $30 million shortfall between the estimated cost of the work and the money that was available after settlement of the litigation. So it's a very significant increase in the cost of the work.
He says they've previously been in litigation with the council over the state of the building.
This building has a long-standing building defect issues, which are the subject of a building consent to remediate. It followed on from litigation against the council and others, which was settled many years ago.
However, Mr. Rainey is confident residents will be able to stay.
The body corporate is doing everything it can to make sure that those issues are addressed promptly. We fully expect that by Friday we will have most of those issues fully addressed to the council's satisfaction and the notice will be withdrawn.
Auckland Council's General Manager of Building Consents, Ian McCormick, says they're also expecting a fix to be in place by tomorrow.
Our expectation is that all of the items that are on the list will have been addressed or should have been addressed by Friday. If they haven't, the requirement for the occupants to leave the building will still be there.
In that case, residents will need to be out of the City Gardens apartments by Monday. If remedial work meets the council's standards, the dangerous building notice can be removed and residents can stay put.